Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're live. Todd Mitchell, we're live. There it is. Maybe what's not all live, but we're live.
Yeah, there's that.
Nap time yet? Your gun opening's not until noon. I don't have to wake up yet.
The What's on Your Mind program is on the air everywhere. We're at 6 past the hour. Scotty's got the day off today. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell just hanging out. It's Friday. We're going to kind of throw it against the wall, see what sticks here. Brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. As they say, and now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values, and Patriot Mobile does that. They share our values. They actually do something about it as well. They're the only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to donate to organizations that fight for causes that we care about. So learn more. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get a free activation. The code is Flag Family. Flag Family. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call them, U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Proud sponsor of What's on Your Mind. Well, boy, I don't know where to go today.
You can't think of anything to talk about, huh?
Oh, I don't know where. I don't know if it's like drinking from a fire hose every day.
I know. You know, this is good.
I look up and I see Joe Manchin getting cornered in a D.C. Parking ramp because he, you know, tried to actually put some common sense and some reasonable thinking to spending trillions of dollars that we don't need to spend money we don't have.
If you're on that side of the aisle, you're supposed to stay on that side of the aisle or they're going to grab lasso a rope and bring you right back there, they think.
So I'm watching this this thing on with Manchin unfold. Somebody's videotaping. It's all these kids. And they're screaming at him about his kids and their kids. And, you know, what about your kids, Joe? And do it for the kids. You got to do it for the kids. And they're literally
like guilting people. They use the kids as a shield, as a pawn.
You know, here, I'll show you. They've all got this going on. Every one of them's doing this. They got the phone up. They're all videotaping it. They're all screaming at him and thinking that that's how you get things done. And all I could think of was, you spoiled little people.
Yeah, I know, right? Sometimes we should be able to use the word. I think that's one of those
times. You are a bunch of spoiled little shaving cream people. How's that? That never... Yeah, I'm serious. I've said this so many times. We're dealing with a younger, I don't want to sound, you know, but the younger generation just doesn't seem to get it.
Lucky old man.
But my point is that we've got...
Take your walker and go home, old man.
These 20-something, 30-somethings that never, ever got any discipline. They got timeouts. They got, it's okay, kiddo, it's okay.
Participation ribbons!
They yelled at their parents.
Yep.
They were allowed to. Okay, just let him do it. Just let her do it. We don't want to deal with this. She screams, just let her do it. Well, I have friends now that do that to this day. And I'm like, no, she can't sit there and scream. She can't, no. Put her in the corner. Do something.
Yeah.
But no, they don't do anything. So these
okay.
And think about this. I mean, 1991 was 30 years ago. Okay? 30 years ago when this really started going. And now what we've got is people that yelled at their teachers, or yelled at their parents first, got their way. Yelled at their teachers, got physical with their teachers, got their way. Okay, well, we'll set up a committee and we'll have a little meeting and we'll gather about your feelings and there won't be any discipline. You won't be told no. You'll be told maybe and probably. You know, and so now when any of these folks are told, no, we're not going to spend $3 trillion on whatever ridiculous daycare things or whatever, we're going to listen to Pelosi trying to explain it yesterday. It was like trying to listen to some drunk talk about, you know, how the
stock market is. I was telling people about that. Is she trying to sound like Biden?
Dude, it was unreal.
If I just talk more incoherently, it seems to work for the president.
It was unbelievable.
Emulate that. You don't imitate that.
She talked for a half hour and said nothing. I mean, words and words and words coming out of her mouth. And
I was trying to follow. Sometimes you can follow and people get jumbled. And people get jumbled when they talk sometimes. But it was so over-the-top jumbled that I couldn't for the life of me try to keep up with where they were going, where she was going.
It was so bad. I mean, and you couldn't hear a thing or understand. I mean, she's talking, but yet she wasn't saying anything.
It's an SNL skit waiting to be written, although they don't have the guts to do it. But
I actually went back and rewatched a lot of it, trying to decipher what she was saying about reconciliation. And
imagine having to be the transcriptionist on that one.
Who is this person?
Excuse me, Senator. Can you tell me what you're trying to say here?
Hey, excuse me, Molly. I put my teeth back in.
You know, if that's all it was, then maybe we could put some of the consonants in or the vowels where they belong. But it was just so incredibly jumbled that no transcriptionist alive could ever hope to transcribe that for us. But
I would really be interested in your thoughts on that. 800-228-0550. I think she's worse than Biden. I mean, honestly, it's just that she's.
Well, that's why I wondered if she was trying to imitate or, you know, emulate him. And I thought, well, don't start that now. Let's not all get up on podiums and be as incoherent as we possibly can be. That's not going to solve anything.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Like I said, it's an SNL skit. It's an SNL skit they should do, but you know they won't.
Like Tucker Carlson says, it's crazy when you wake up every day and the actual headlines are reality. Like, this is actually, that's not a joke. This is actual reality. We're going to get, and now Biden says he's not opposed to paying the illegal immigrants, you know, maybe not 450, maybe not 450K, but there's probably a number we can land at that'll, you know, ease their suffering because they got separated under evil Donald Trump and their family.
Never mind all the businesses that had to close during the pandemic who are not getting reimbursed for the money they've lost. No, let's reward people. Since when do you reward bad behavior? I feel like Dr. Phil now. You don't reward bad behavior.
About 1991, actually, I believe.
Well, there you go. That's the problem.
I don't know.
Everybody born after 64, wise enough. Right.
Are you part of the Great Resignation? Have you finally had enough? What's next for you? Have you been put out or been fired, or have you quit over the mandate with your company? Maybe you're in healthcare, and I know there's people in the neighborhood in our listening area that have been.
There's a big to do done at 3M in the Twin Cities because a bunch of people there have kind of mysteriously, one, not been given or denied their exemption, no response, and then some other people have been kind of quietly let go down there. So one of many folks who are going to have rallies this weekend, there are going to be tons of them because the deadlines are looming for a lot of folks.
That WeThePeopleND.com rally is Monday in Bismarck at the Capitol at 12 noon, noon to 2, I believe, and you can find out more at WeThePeopleND.com. So gas prices are crazy. I went to the place where I get a deal, and it was still $3.04. I saw $3.49 driving in. It's off the hook.
You Fargo people always amaze us Bismarck people. You complain about 304. We shot up to 324.
I was
322, but
I was ecstatic at 304. Oh my gosh!
How pathetic is that? It was not that long ago. I gassed up at 179.
Now we're at three and a quarter.
Come on!
Can I please get some mean tweets and $1.79 gas again, please? Something we love. All right, quarter past the hour. We're open phone Friday today. We're going all the way till 10 o'clock. Your calls, 800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind. No interruptions. I'm not even doing radio graffiti. You get more than 1 minute. You can take as long as you want. I just want to know what's on your mind. Tony is on the road, North Dakota Health Department. What about it, Tony? What's on your mind? Tony, you there?
Yes. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Got you.
Yes. All right. Hey, good morning, fellas. Last night I seen a commercial for North Dakota Health. I don't know, maybe I was half asleep when I seen it. They want to start an honorary wall for all the people that passed away from COVID. But then I thought, well, what about the people that passed away from cancer, diabetes,
exactly,
heart attacks? I mean, and then I was at a funeral, and supposedly a guy died from, I asked what, you know, well, he was a bad diabetic, and he had some lung issues, and well, the COVID took him. So the family from the North Dakota state gets $9,000 because he died of COVID. I said, what about the people that died from heart attack? Do they get any money? Assistance? I don't know if this is all true, if it's all hearsay. I'd like to hear a conversation, a North Dakota health person get on there and just talk about these little issues, you know, when I just thought it was kind of mind-boggling, you know, where...
Yeah. Talk about it. Tony, what's the deal with the... say that again about the $9,000 that the family received just because the gentleman died of COVID. Is that what you're... That's what you're saying?
Yes, yes. That's what the family told me they get. I don't know if it's true. They were just talking about it at the wake. And I thought, what?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know about that.
I don't know
coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can find out, though.
Yeah,
we'll dig into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be COVID money. I don't know that they're doing that as a death benefit, but we'll dig into it. Thanks, Tony. All right. Yeah, we got Ryan on the phone coming up next.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps. And no ranges, just with a controller. Gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Whitener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Friday. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn filling in for Scotty today. He's at the Parents Weekend. It's nice when you get Parents Weekend and you got to go to Phoenix, or Tempe more specifically, for Parents Weekend.
Well, at least he wasn't planning to go hunting a deer gun opener, because if he's one of those kind of parents, then it's, you know,
wait,
the kid or the Bambi, which do I do?
By the way, if you're hunting in North Dakota today, you're starting at about noon. I'd be interested to know... Because we open tomorrow in Minnesota at sunrise, but noon today in North Dakota. I'd be interested to know If the EHD, the dead deer everywhere, the dead whitetails are affecting mm-hmm. where you're hunting. I referenced early this morning about a friend of ours, Raleigh, who turned his tag in because he's seen one live buck in the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh.
I know. Ooh. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends.
You know, for people like me, it's easier to shoot them when they're already dead. So.
Well, there you go. Vipers have upcoming auctions, including great land auctions, cropland in Eddy and Foster counties near New Rockford, Carrington, North Dakota, notable hunting and cropland in Logan County in North Dakota as well. They've got stuff in Minnesota happening as well. All over the area, all over the neighborhood, you can view all the auctions. Many more land equipment auctions, things going on at Pipers, P-I-F-E-R-S.com, or call Pipers Land Auctioneers and Equipment. They're number 877-740-99. You won't find a better team than Kevin and his team for getting your state auction, whatever you got going on.
By the way, speaking of deer gun opener, if you're going to be anywhere near Ashley, you've got the Ashley Lion Steak Fry. I'll be out there this afternoon, so I'd love to have folks stop by. It's always kind of fun to watch everybody just coming right in off the field and coming right in for some steaks. So the zillionth annual one, except for, of course, last year. But we kind of, last year didn't exist.
Yeah, yeah. Venison steaks, or are they regular steaks?
Oh, they're yummy steaks.
Yummy steaks are yummy steaks. Very good. All right. Open phone Friday. We got Kevin Kramer coming up at 10 o'clock. It's What's on Your Mind. Scotty's off today. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, and Ryan is in main man Ryan in Aberdeen on relationships with their kids, with parents. Ryan, how are you, buddy? Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
I'm fantastic. Thank you, Todd, fellas. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Kind of wearing my cranky old man hat today.
Well, you go ahead and put that on there nice and tight, because I got mine on too.
I don't have any kids of my own, and it's been 25 years since my last personal brush with the public education system. So I'm sure your listeners, some of your listeners out there anyway, are probably going to think I'm full of bunk. But what I want to know is, where were these parents 5 years ago, 10 years ago? You know, the CRT and the transgenderism didn't come out of nowhere. It just seems to me like a lot of parents over the years have used schools as glorified babysitters so they can both be gone during the day working full time. I heard it so much with the COVID lockdowns. Oh, my gosh, my kids are at home. I can't work anymore. It just seems like there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys there getting involved with their kids' education finally, who were really, really missing out on a lot of red flags. It didn't take a year for this to happen, and it's going to take more than a year to undo.
Right. Ryan, you answered your own question. You answered your own question. I mean, you said, what happened? Well, we turned schools into daycares. Parents, the PTA is done. PTAs went away. We've got the board, school boards. You've got the Department of Education, the National Education Association. You've got all the standardized testing and Common Core things coming out of the DOE, which should be shut down, by the way. The DOE is one of the biggest teats on the federal government that does nothing. They do, I mean, look at the, what do they have, a $400 billion budget. They employ hundreds of people to come up with standardized testing and Common Core math. I mean, you know, and to make sure that these curriculums are followed and these, and it, what's amazing to me, and Todd, I don't know if you agree or not, but it's like, again, it's like Winsome Sears said it when she won the lieutenant governorship in Virginia. They think that it's 1963 and that it's 50 years, 60 years ago, and none of us have gotten any education on curriculum. We don't know if they think that we're completely in the dark about what our kids should or shouldn't learn. And what Brian's right. I mean, for years and years, we've turned our kids over to the schools. Say, here, you know, just take them. We'll see you at 3. And you come back and you're not really involved. The parents aren't involved anymore as much. And now, thank goodness, we're getting more involved. We're realizing, whoa, wait a minute. Did you see this book in the library? Did you see what they're teaching? See this? And what they found out.
The problem is
going to
be some of the parents are getting involved in.
Right. What they found out in Virginia was maybe we should be involved because Mama Bear cares about what's taught to her kids. So there.
But it took a girl getting raped in Virginia and Loudoun County for that to suddenly start catching on to people's attention. We had to go that far.
I know, right? Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Just one. Can I leave you with one other thought, though?
Absolutely.
Have you ever seen Animal House?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites. I can tell you every line by heart. What do you want to know?
Yeah, I know, right?
Do you remember the scene where Flounder finds out that Otter and the boys totaled his brother's car?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Otter's in tears.
Yep.
And, Flounder's in tears, and Otter just smiles and says, "You effed up. You trusted me."
Hey, yep, trusted us.
Is that going to be the Democratic Party rally cry? Hey, you trusted us.
You effed up. You trusted us. That is classic, Ryan. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. That's so true. You know?
It is. But
let D-Day at the car, and don't worry about it. He'll have it fixed up and made into an evil parade float in no time.
Epic movie.
Let's go to Carl in Mobridge, South Dakota, one of my favorite areas, the cost of the vaccines. Carl, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I guess what I was thinking is all these vaccine mandates that are coming out now, the new proposal for pretty much everybody on existence, the way it sounds to me, is going to be mandated to have this vaccine that the government purports as being supposedly free. I don't know. I'm just wondering, are Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, or were they companies that were about to go bankrupt, and this is just a huge bailout by the U.S. government? Because where is it? I haven't seen it reported anywhere on what it actually costs or what the hospitals are getting reimbursed for each vaccination they give out.
The cost is in the billions.
$5 a shot?
Right, yeah.
So, $500 a shot, or what is it?
Great question. Here's what I know. The costs are in the billions in the production of the vaccine. The shots aren't free. They say, oh, it's all free. It's free. It's like the $3-5 trillion spending package. It won't cost anything. It's all free. It'll cost zero. So the vaccines are all free. You just get that for free, which is anything but the truth. We're talking billions of dollars. I mean, and just imagine when they went into warp speed, the money spent on the research alone just to get to the thing to market. The big pharma doesn't do that for nothing. Okay. And so nothing's free. I've heard Charlie Kirk, a number of people have talked about this. It's ridiculous that they say the shots are free. They are not free. So where's the money? The money's coming from your taxes, Carl. I mean, it's coming from our money. It's our money, and we're funding this, and our taxes are paying. And not only to make sure folks in this country are vaccinated, we're spending our money to make sure that a number of other countries have free shots, too. So it's all free, man. Don't worry about it. There's nothing to see here. Just pay attention to pay attention to the guy who killed his girlfriend in Florida or something. That's what you got to pay attention to. Not this. Be right back.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank in Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department announced Thursday it had filed a lawsuit against the state of Texas and the Texas Secretary of State imposed by Texas Senate Bill 1, which was signed into law in September. The complaint challenges provisions of Senate Bill 1 under Section 208 of the Voting Rights Act and Section 101 of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Attorney General Bill Paxton tweeted, quote, "Biden is coming after Texas for SB 1. It's a great and much needed bill, ensuring Texas has safe, secure, and transparent elections. I will see you in court, Biden," end quote. Republican Governor Abbott said the bill makes it easier to vote and harder to cheat. President Biden called numerous House lawmakers on Thursday to help rally support for his partisan social spending bill. The bipartisan infrastructure bill passed the Senate and has been stalled in Congress by Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A Democratic leadership source said the House plans to vote on the two pieces of legislation today. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. What's on your mind? Thanks to my buddy Paul. I appreciate the text, man. I got a compliment for Todd and I. Appreciate it, brother. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. It's all about wellness. I mean, it's a wellness factory. 20 minutes a day in a sauna or a hot tub for your immune system is proven to be a good thing. Proven to be a little, you know, it elevates your internal core temperature, killing the bugs. You sweat the toxins. That's what saunas and hot tubs do. So if you want to boost your immune system better than any drug, near the wellness item you could do. Stop in the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Offices in Bismarck, in Fargo, and Grand Forks as well. The Finley Osanas, they can bring right into your garage and plug it in the wall. Set it right up, plug it in the wall, getting the sweat on.
Okay, and for that, I'd pull my convertible out of the garage. Go ahead and bring it by my place. I'm ready.
A sauna does it, infrared or conventional. A hot tub does it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Your wellness is worth it. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, again, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com is where you find them. Open phone Friday till 10 o'clock, and then questions and comments, anything you want for want to talk to North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer. Our talk radio town hall that he does every Friday is on at 10 Central. I'm coming up here in about a half an hour or so. If you got any questions for Kev, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550 is the number to call. Open phone still then. We're not doing any kind of graffiti. You get whatever you want, whatever's on your mind. That's what it's about today. And Chad is in Moorhead about a couple of court cases. Chad, what's on your mind? Good morning, buddy.
Hey, morning, guys. Love the show. The two things I wanted to bring up was a couple court cases. One locally, it's been brought up on your show before. Gabriel Hansen has been in jail, in Cass County Jail, for 206 days now with no court case. I think they're trying to sweat him. You know, they're basically harassing his family, too. So I hope someone locally can look into that and get him some help. But the other one was the Charlottesville trial, and they're not broadcasting that, but I was hoping I could plug the phone number so people can listen in if they would like to. Is that all right?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
The phone number for the court there is 888-808-629, and then the access code is 433-4643, and then hit the pound sign twice. And what that's going on, I think people need to pay attention to that because that's going to be used as precedent for basically a heckler's veto. Someone could, you know, yell pro-life, and they're going to use this to say that that's a call for violence. So I think people really should pay attention to that. What they call that is a slap lawsuit, a strategic lawsuit against public participation, and it's being allowed. I've been listening, and it doesn't seem to be going very good for the prosecution, but who knows what could happen. But that's all I had for you today, guys.
And that's in Charlottesville, Virginia? That's going on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And is that with the Lincoln Project stuff that they're doing? Does it have to do with that, or is it something else?
Something else. It actually is a four-year-old lawsuit from the Unite the Right rally.
Oh, all right. So, all right. Yep, yep. Yeah. Okay, I just Googled it, but I was looking for it. All right.
Yeah, some of these guys charged criminally. This is a civil suit to just try and, be a heckler's veto, more or less. But I appreciate your guys' show.
Right. Thanks, Jed. Appreciate it. Yeah, I know the Kyle Rittenhouse. Somebody asked me, I think Leon Francis, a good friend of the show, I think he texted me and asked me about if I was following the Kyle Rittenhouse thing. And it's just talking about, it says, after hours and hours of witnesses and the prosecutors have yet to produce a shred of evidence that Kyle Rittenhouse did not act in self-defense. As a matter of fact, after the prosecution's opening statement, all the defense needed to do was say ditto. That was pretty good from Leon. But, yeah. So
nice. And
that number there. Thanks, Chad. Appreciate that. We got a couple of texts in. Texas 701-237-1590 is the text number for all of us. A couple of them here. That Pfizer commercial is one of the creepiest, most insidious pieces of propaganda I've ever heard. We are living in dangerous times. Adam, I appreciate that, and I agree with that. If you didn't hear earlier, Pfizer has a commercial out with these children running around with signs thanking all the superhero kids that are getting vaccinated. And Pfizer put the thing out. It is creepy. It is insidious. It's a bunch of child actors, they want you to think it's some kind of an organic, bunch of kids running around with these signs that they all made that they all are so excited about. And they're trying to remember their lines in this commercial. It's terrible. And again, what's the risk exactly for the 5 to 11 year olds? They could die in a car crash more than likely before they're going to die of COVID. Another text, how would the leftists react if a group surrounded and harassed Dr. Fauci like they did Joe Manchin? Boy, there's a great question. Huh? Oh, man. Can you imagine? Let's see. Guys, Biden is not going to pay $450 to illegal immigrants, $450K. That's nothing more than a big ask. Republicans are going to compromise and only pay them $100K and then tell you that the Republicans won. Any money. I don't care what. So again, I've never, ever, ever registered for one party or the other. I don't care if you're left or you're right. I just care if you're a jerk. Okay? Don't be an idiot. Don't be a jerk. I could care less.
Well, but again, don't reward bad behavior for crying out loud.
If anybody on either side of the aisle is going to give one dime to people that broke the law to come to this country, I'm not for it.
Exactly.
You're as big an idiot as the other side of the aisle is for whatever talk, even to talk about that. Even to bring that up, that's one of those actual headlines that sounds like a punchline.
Exactly.
The $9,000 is true. I know two families personally in Dickinson that have received it because the death certificate listed COVID as one cause of death. And it says here from FEMA, if you incurred COVID-19 related funeral expenses for more than one individual, you may receive a maximum of $9,000 per deceased individual and a maximum of $35,500 per application per state. U.S. territory and the District of Columbia cases where the applicant incurred funeral expenses.
Where'd they come up with $35,500?
Multiple deceased individuals. So, I don't know, but that's obviously part of the COVID money. So that's part of the first round.
I know, but $35,500? Where did that calculation come in?
Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea on that. Crazy. I appreciate the call. I'm going to dig more on that this weekend. And another text, won't be hunting east of Bismarck. Most deer died. Those remaining need to live to repopulate. That's a great point. If you're going out in North Dakota, you might want to consider just not going with the numbers the way they are. But every corner that I'm hearing from North Dakota, it's not good for whitetails.
Did you see the Let's Go Brandon dress, by the way?
I did.
Not to interrupt, sorry.
I know, I did see that. I liked it. Was that on the gal that was she, I forget who it was.
Lauren, is it Boebert?
Lauren Boebert. Lauren Boebert. A couple of others before we get to a couple more calls here quick. Let's see. Leaders' mindset. Feed the money to the industry through COVID vaccines. The ignorant peasants, they think that we will all never figure it out. That's, I've said forever. Back to the days when they were joking about members of Congress should wear NASCAR uniforms with the companies on them that bought and paid for them. The whole thing is one big money laundering operation. It's one big cash wash. So there you go. And
maybe the companies should get the space on them just so they feel like they're actually getting a return on the investment. Yeah. Not only should we be able to identify who's buying them off, but the companies should at least be able to say, well, okay, we're getting something for our money because he's wearing the patch. He's wearing the logo.
Or put the backdrop behind him like they do in Hollywood when on the red carpet or something when everybody talks. You know, like a sign behind him where you can read. Final text here. Nobody is dying from COVID. If they were, you would notice it in the obituaries in your local papers. There has been no more than 3 or 4 years ago. Dying from COVID or complications from COVID?
Right. There's dying with. There's two different things there.
And after I spent any time with Dr. Scott Jensen, I realized I'm not getting in that conversation with anybody. Who knows who's dying of what and what they're making them say to, you know, when they're altering death certificates and they're offering, then I'm out.
35-5 to the family. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, one just came in. Why do I feel like I'm a character in the movie V for Vendetta? You and me both, my friend. You and me both. All right, where do we got to go? We got to go to Curtis in Stanley, North Dakota. A question about the vaccine mandate. Curtis, good morning. What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning. Just trying to understand how the unvaccinated need to report a negative test status every week for their job, and the vaccinated don't need to do that. However, they can still receive and transmit the virus. How does this, please help me understand this logic.
Hold on, Curtis, that is question number 709 on my list here. I'm 709.
We may move it closer to the top, Curtis, though, because it's a great question.
That is a great
we talked about.
It is a great question. It's one of the many questions you will not get an answer for, my friend. You know what I'm saying? That's funny. That's the parody of this ridiculousness, is that you can ask those questions, but there is no answer for that. Well, because of asymptomatic spread, the variant of and it's like, okay, well, okay, I get vaccinated, I can still get it. Oh, I won't get it anymore if I get vaccinated, right? No, you can still get it. What? What if I got a test for positives? And what if he doesn't have to test for... See what I'm saying? The list goes on and on and on. And not only about COVID, about so much everything that's going on, you can't ask any questions. You know, why does Biden never take real questions? On and on. Thanks, just Curtis. Appreciate you, bro. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Let's go to Chuck in Fargo on the vaccines. Chuck, what's up, Chuck?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, buddy.
Morning.
Hey, I just, you know, everybody talks about that this vaccination is free. Well, my insurance was billed. I got the vaccine. It was just a personal choice, but I got billed for both shots, and underneath the patient responsibility, it's $0. So, yeah, the insurance is still paying for this if you have insurance, so it's definitely not free.
No, never has been free, but they'll tell you it's free. Same like the $5 trillion isn't going to cost anything. We're just going to print the money and nobody has to pay for it.
And I'd just like to say, too, I got the shot out of just that's what I wanted to do. And I have no issue with anybody not getting the shot. I really just think this has gotten way out of hand and way just ridiculous.
Yep, that's exactly it. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate your call. I'm the same way. I have a good day, too. You want to do that? My wife did. I said, okay, that's fine. Go ahead. You know, we disagree on our son, so because we're at an impasse, he's not getting it. Because you got to have a unanimous vote on that, in my humble opinion. He's not getting it. He doesn't really want it. He doesn't think he needs it. He's done enough research on his own and has read enough to know that he's just going to opt out for now and take his vitamins and stay healthy and, you know, take a little zinc and try and you know, build his immune system and battle it that way. But this mandating thing, whether I do or don't believe in the thing, or we do or don't believe in it, it isn't the thing.
Yeah.
It's about making you do something. Making you.
You will, and you'll like it.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, and but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's November auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in North Dakota and Minnesota, excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, and excellent crop and hunting land in Stark County, and two exceptional ranches in Montana. Don't forget all of these auctions and many more auctions at Pfeiffer's.com or call a Pfeiffer's agent, 877-700-4099.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
Well, you got a groove going on today.
I do. It's Friday. Kind of letting her loose here. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. It is Friday. So let's see if we can't make you hungry if you're off of exit 292 in Valley City, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. Now, keep in mind, everything that PetroServe does is from scratch. Every location is a scratch kitchen. So you're not getting any prepackaged, any processed, any anything. Two Sloppy Joes and Chips at Harwood. West Main Avenue, West Fargo's got the pulled pork sandwiches. They're doing the breakfast tater tot hot dish on 12th Avenue North. Chef's Choice on NP Avenue. Meatballs in Yulin and Chicken Alfredo in Glendon. I'll be picking up the family size portion on the way home because it's delicious.
All for yourself?
And of course. Yeah. Friday night dinner. Makes good leftover cold in the deer stand tomorrow, too.
There you go.
Remember, they've always got the 4 for $4 going on. It's personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, and 2 cookies, $4, 4 items every day, all PetroServe USA locations. Helping America fuel better is PetroServe USA. Jim, the flagpole guy, we're going to get to him in just a second, talk about his adventures. I did want to get to Dan. He's north of Williston, talking about white-tailed deer. Dan, bad out there? What's the status?
Well, since the second week in September, we're up to nearly 70 dead animals. Oh, without really looking for them. You can smell them before you find them, but just fixing fence, fertilizing, spraying.
Yeah, yeah.
A neighbor's up to 150.
Oh, my gosh.
Fish and Game has been real responsive up here. Game wardens have been out and looked and, you know, assessed the damage. But I'm just hoping that Bismarck takes it seriously because it's just a complete wipe out of the whitetail herds. All we're seeing is a few fawns in the trees that don't know what to do.
Oh, my gosh. It is just heartbreaking.
Massive.
Yeah.
The numbers were finally we're up to the number of deer that, you know, you go back to the glory days in the 50s,
yeah,
the soil bank.
Yep.
We had those kind of numbers, and they're all gone.
Oh, my gosh. That's just heartbreaking.
Really disheartening.
It really is as bad as they're saying it is.
If not worse.
If not worse. All right, man.
Because,
well,
you know,
thanks for
that.
It's
hard to find them all.
I know. All right, thanks, Dan. I hate to say thanks for that because it's such terrible news when it comes to deer hunting. And, you know, a state like North Dakota, when you talk about the tourism of deer hunting and what it brings in and what, you know, what it means to the state and what it means to heritage and families and legacy, and this is not good. I'm sure the drought added to it. We had about two, three years ago, we hunted down south of Aberdeen in South Dakota, and we dealt with the same thing down there, too, although I think they have come back a bit. But, man, oh, man.
Right, why do I feel like with all these dead deer, and I'm going to Ashley today, this will be the year I hit a deer on the way back?
Oh, man. It's just
this watch.
Probably not, though. You're probably good.
I'll be that guy.
You're lucky,
you know?
Yeah.
How did you hit a deer this year, you know?
Stuart wants to talk about poor grammar. Was it something we said, Stuart?
Yes, it was.
What was it?
What you be talking about?
Well, it's not just you. It's Scott Hendon, too. He says it all the time. I could care less. It's I cannot care less.
Ah!
And you just mentioned that. I can care less.
Maybe he could actually care less, but you're right.
Look it up in the dictionary.
Yep. No,
you're right.
I am a massive grammar geek, and I appreciate that update. I did not realize that. I'm writing it down.
It's very true. He's right.
Care less. All right.
But I want to repeat on the last caller. My wife has land south of White Hills, and every place we walked for pheasants, we found dead deer. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
We counted about 35 of them.
Wow.
It's a bad deal.
Oh, man, that's just apocalyptic.
Don't stop hitting the use good grammar on the radio.
I will pass that note along, Stu. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. Talk to you later.
Ain't no problem. We'll do that for you.
I cannot care less. Yeah, there you go. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here, ndflagpoleguy.com. Jimbo, how are you, my friend?
Good, Kevin. Oh, now I got to pay attention to my grammar because I'm just basically 9 1/2 fingers, Jim, running around here, whole area. We're in our last, I'd say, 25th and a half mile this year of our marathon installs. We've got like over 30 flagpole foundations in the ground waiting on poles. I don't have any help, so I'm forced to do things the hard way. But we're plowing through every day, 6 days a week, from sun up to way past dark. And I'm thanking everybody for the patience. And I'm thanking everybody, all the blue-collar people. I'd like to just thank all you for helping build a country. That these white collars, they turn on the news in the morning and you see all these white collars that most of them haven't been in the military. That's the only job, their whole life is to be in government. And they're telling us what they're going to do. And then I learned today that they're going to bypass the 72-hour rule and they're going to make everybody sign this bill. It's crazy. Blue-collar people, American patriots don't act that way. Thank you all for standing up and fighting hard and working hard and doing the next right thing for the next right reason.
Yeah, amen. You know, and that's the core of
everything right there. We got to be builders. We got to be doers. We can't be takers and sitters. And, you know, this is not, we're not about being lazy. And the last thing that Jim the Flagpole guy is lazy. Where are you, by the way? Where are we finding you? Where are you at?
Blacktail Dam this morning and east of Ray.
Oh, very beautiful. All right, if you go to ndflagpoleguy.com, you can find out more. 701-571-3524.
Sean Spicer's new Radical Nation blows the lid off Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's real socialist plan for America. President Trump says you must read this book. Newt Gingrich says Radical Nation can stop the far left. For the first, Radical Nation reveals Biden's socialist plan, the stuff you'll never see on the big networks. Massive spending, inflation soaring, a border in crisis, new dangers with China. Sean Spicer knows Washington's insider secrets. He reveals them in Radical Nation. Watch Sean and Lindsey Keith each weekday on Newsmax, Spicer & Company at 5 Central on all major cable channels. Or find Newsmax on streaming platforms and smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Pluto, and more. And make sure you get Radical Nation, a number one Amazon bestseller. It's at bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer for Radical Nation. Save almost $28. Go to RadicalNation411.com, RadicalNation411.com, and the free offer for Sean Spicer's Radical Nation.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.